Well, like I say, we appreciate the privilege, opportunity to be here this evening. Glad to have all of you was able to come. Is any looking on, we're glad to have them this evening. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. I don't feel we'd stand very long, but we won't do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. So if you want to read with us tonight, we're going to read some out of the book of Exodus, the 25th chapter, and Hebrews, believe it is, the 9th chapter. Believe it is. The book of Exodus, and the 9th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Like I say, we appreciate the day, appreciate the week thus far, and appreciate the goodness of the Lord. We appreciate you, church. We really do appreciate all that you've done for us, and just thankful for it. A lot of things, I guess, we'll never understand. Some things, it's difficult. It's difficult sometimes to think that people do some things. I won't bother you with, but young man just took his life his last week is just sort of settled with us, and it's just disturbed us. Really has. Not the first one I've ever dealt with, but that's for whatever reason it's just sort of settled with us. I don't know. I don't understand how man can do such. But it happens. In an instant, in a moment. It really is. Brother Jeff's talking about just thinking about, no more sickness and no more pain, no more. Those things won't be there because this flesh is not going to be there. Flesh ain't going. Ain't going. There's something that is going. Yes, sir. There's something. There's something that is. Chapter of the book of Exodus. We're going to start with the 31st verse. I could read the whole chapter, but we're not going to. Starting with the 31st verse. Thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work, shall the candlestick be made. His shaft and his branches, his bowls and his knops and his flowers shall be of the same. And six branches shall come out of the sides of it, three branches of the candlestick out on the one side and three branches of the candlestick out on the other side. Three bowls made like unto almonds with a knop, a flower and one branch. Three bowls made like almonds in the other branch with a knop and a flower. So in the six branches that come out of the candlestick, and in the candlestick shall be four bowls made like unto almonds with their knops and their flowers. and there shall be a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, according to the six branches that proceed out of the candlestick. Their knops, their branches, shall be of the same. All it shall be one beaten work of pure gold. Thou shalt make the seven lamps thereof, and they shall light the lamps thereof, that they may give light over against it. And the tongs thereof, and the snuff dishes thereof, shall be of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold shall he make it with all these vessels. And look that thou make them after their pattern, which was showed thee in the mount. Hebrews. We're going to read some out of the ninth chapter, but I'm going to read you one verse out of the eighth chapter. The fifth verse says, "Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things." Now you go back and you can read in this book of Hebrews and you'll find out what he's talking about. As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, "For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount." Ninth chapter, first verse. "Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the shewbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. And over it the cherubims of the glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now, when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and of the ashes and of heifers sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And that's all I'll read this evening. And I know that's some good scripture, some wonderful scripture, just to be honest with you. And I've got just a little bit of a thought, not say that we have a whole lot, but I've got this thought. So you just bear with us for just a little bit. As we made mention and read not only in the Old Testament, that of the book of Exodus, but we read also in that of the New Testament, the 8th chapter, the 5th verse, my friend, that he told Moses that he makes everything. He said, "See that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount." That you do everything according to the pattern. I want to talk to us tonight just a little bit. I know a lot of times you say, "Preacher, there's not a whole lot of us here." Well, I hate that a few of you take the whole load, but brethren, that's exactly what you'll get tonight. And I hope and praise that you'll just get what the Lord's give and what He's give. And if He wants me to sit down real quick, I'll sit down real quick. But I'm going to be honest with you, brethren. There's something to following instructions. Following instructions. You think about it, and all the way through life, my friend, men and women alike are instructed. They are instructed. God has always instructed His people, has He not? Follow after the pattern. Brethren, that was showed thee. Moses had no clue. Brethren, what that tabernacle needed. He had no clue. Brethren, but God gave him a pattern to build those things. He said, "Build it according to how I showed you tonight." Brother, these folks ain't building according to the pattern tonight. Glory! No, they're not. Not following instructions tonight. You think about it. You say, "Preacher, I didn't come for all that. It's Christmas time." I got news for you, my friend. If you follow the instructions, thank God the world would mean so much to you. No, it wouldn't. Brethren, we more worried, my friend, about how things are. Don't get me wrong. We all got feelings. We all, my friend, got things that we appreciate our family with. We want to spend some time with them. But thank God, spend some right time with them. Brethren, leave a pattern that they might get follow you tonight. I ain't never seen a pastor, my friend, that had cattle in it, brethren, that they wouldn't some trails. Yes, sir, there's some trails made in them pastures. And brethren, you follow them trails, most of the time they'll lead one or two places. Brethren, where they fed and where they drank. Think about it. Brethren, they follow that God of instructions tonight. Woo! Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Preacher, I ain't going to be instructed. Long as you live in this world, there'll be rules. Yes, sir. Why, preacher, I ain't going to stick to no rule. My friend, there'll be instructions. Yes, they will. And there's a lot of things that will not work, nor will they put together without following the right instructions. Put things together, my friend, and then read the instructions. Ain't that the way we do it? Yes, sir. Something don't work. Something ain't right. No, sir. You know why? My friend, you didn't follow the instructions. It ain't gonna work right. See that you follow the pattern. That's what he left with them. Brethren, the Lord instructed the children of Israel. Do you know that? Through Moses. In Moses' day, he used Moses. They didn't want the Lord, my friend, instructing them. They wanted a man to instruct them. And brethren, they got one. And they didn't want to listen to him. Think about it. They got them a king over one day. Did they not? They'd have been better off without him. Yes, they would. You know, it ain't hard. It ain't hard. If you get thirsty, my friend, it ain't hard to find where water is. You know that? If there's any around, you'll find it. Yes, you will. You'll find it. Brethren, if it's good water, thank God you'll go back to it. You can go up in the mountains or wherever. You can go over yonder on 140, Highway 140. Ain't too far from here. Go down there and take a left. Brethren, you get over there and you get in them little old S-curves when you come out of them, not the first little valley, but the second one. You'll find a trail right there. Right there. Just runs right off the road. Right in that valley. And if you'll look over there real quick, you'll see a pipe coming out of the ground about that big around. And water, thank God's flowing out of it. You know why that trail's there? Because people, it ain't the animals. They probably get it too, but people, my friend, has found out that they some got water come out of that. It ain't everybody got good water. They've been many a well dug, my friend, that wouldn't fit to drink. You know that? Still got them today. Yes, sir. Still got them today. If I remember right, my friend, water here, my friend, was a little irony, wasn't it? Had a little bad taste to it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, did. Had two different ones to drink out of, did we not? Glory! Brother, when you drink something, you at least want it to taste good. Don't you? Follow instructions. He told the children of Israel how to live. Did he not? You say, preacher, I ain't coming for no instructions. I'm afraid you're going to get them. Yes, sir. There's no way. There's no way. I can't help it. We're just about out of 2021. Fixing to hit 2022. And I'll tell you something, folks. This world, my friend, can't stand another turnaround like it's had. Something got to give. Yes, sir. Something. What are you talking about, preacher? Things are upside down. You give me a minute, I'll find you a verse for that. Yes, sir. A verse. It's in there. Yes, sir. Where things had got out of whack. Brother, they wasn't. But there was out of course is what it said. You don't think things are off course? Out of course? Brother, when we put them in man's hands and we've let man, my friend, take care of man. And brother, man's going to fall. He ain't going to make it. I think of the scripture. I don't live in the Old Testament, but I'll be honest with you. I don't find nothing wrong with the Old Testament. Even our articles of faith, my friend, we believe that the Old Testament and the New Testament make up the Bible. Brethren, it takes all of it. Does it not? Preacher, I ain't going that old fogey way. You ain't going the new way either. You believe that? You're not going to make it. No, sir. We sang a song, there ain't but one way to the pearly gates. Yes, sir. One way. Brethren, in Christ made it tonight. I read it to you. I read it to you. He compared that of the old sanctuary, brethren, with that of the new that was coming. That was coming in Christ Jesus. Brethren, and it did come. A lot of folks won't have that either, but I'll preach it. You know why I'll preach it? Thank God this Bible teaches it. Yes, sir. It teaches it. Brethren, if you don't make it to heaven, you're going to have to follow the instructions tonight. See, see, saith he, that you what? Do all things according to the pattern that was showed thee in the mount. You don't think, my friend, that Jesus gave instructions? Jesus gave instructions to his own disciples. He told them one time, he said, you go down yonder to a place where two ways meet. Is that not what he told them? He said, you'll find there the coat, the fold of an ass. He said, you tell them you got need of him. Glory! Glory to God! And you bring him back here! He didn't steal him. They didn't steal him. They told the whole, said the master got need of him. Huh? Yes, sir. He took them back. Did they not? Jesus got on him. Did he not? Yes, sir! And he came into the world, my friend, riding up on the colt, the foal of an ass. Prophesied. It was prophesied. Can I say this? It was instructed. It was instructed by God. These things we just don't like to do because we've been instructed to do them. You know that? We've been instructed to do them. There's some things, brethren, you best be sure that you dot your I's and cross your T's. You know that? If you don't, my friend, it'll fall through. And you know what'll happen? You'll have to do it all over again. Every bit of it. I put a little old metal building together. Now, it might have took me a little bit more time, but you know what I done? I didn't start with number 10. I didn't start with number 2. Huh? I started with number one. And there's some things in there that says, do this before you go any further. Huh? Well, why is that? I don't need it right now. No, you don't. Bypass it. Bypass it. Brethren, you get over about 9 or 10 steps later, and it says, put this boat here. Well, there ain't no here. You know why there ain't no here? You skipped it. Huh? Left it out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Think about it. You say, preacher, that's just a little thing. Brother, there's a little thing, brother, that has robbed us of our joy tonight. Simply because we ain't followed instructions. Preacher, you ought to have held this Sunday morning. If I could have, I would have. There's no need me trying to hold it. I'm sorry, in one sense of the way. You know, you say, preacher, you just going to keep on preaching. You just dwindle us way down. I'll tell you, you can make a toothpick, if nothing else, out of it. Glory to God, you just keep whittling. And after a while, you might not have nothing left but a toothpick. Do you think about that? Yes, sir. Brother, they use toothpicks too, don't they? Glory! Glory to God! You don't think old Noah had some instructions? Huh? Told him how to build that ark, didn't he? Noah didn't know. I'm satisfied. Noah didn't know how many animals were going to get on there. But the Lord did. Did he not? I believe he knowed how many people was going to be on there. Preacher, that you can't get into that. Why can't I? He gave him the pattern. Did he not? He gave him the pattern. You might think, my friend, that it's just plumb silly. You think about how, I know how big it said it was, and I know how large it said it was. But you think about what was on it. It had 3 stories in it, did it not? And then in the top story, it had a window. Yeah, one. Did it not? One. Yes, sir. See that you do it according to the pattern. Did you know, brethren, that when they put the ark and the tabernacle and all together, that they put rings on that ark? And they took staves and run through them rings that no man touched the ark. Wasn't that instructed? Wasn't that given unto them? Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I'm not an instructed kind of fellow. Well, you might ought to learn how to be one. Huh? God ain't never used anybody he didn't instruct them. You think about it. I mean, yes, sir. The Bible said one day that they was moving that ark, my friend, and they had it on a cart. Go and read it. They had it on a cart. My friend, somewhere down the line, my friend, they failed to tell somebody, my friend, that you couldn't carry that thing on a cart. Huh? They hit a bump or something that sort of turned over a little. And the man put his hand on it to stop it. And it destroyed him. Yes, sir. You know what they done? They stopped. They stopped. They did. They stopped her in her tracks. Yes, sir. Until they figured out, my friend, what was wrong and how to handle the Ark of the Covenant. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Brother, there's a way to handle the Ark tonight. Yes, they are. There's a way, my friend, that you need to handle this thing. Now, there's a lot of things that people can get by with, but I'm going to tell you something. It'd be much better on you to follow the instructions. Do you know that? It'd be much better on you. These folks lost their joy, my friend, just because they failed. Just because they failed to do one little thing. Think about it. Think about it. I don't know. To my knowledge, my friend, the only man that prayed three times a day in Daniel's day was him. Do you know that? Three times he opened up them windows toward Jerusalem and he prayed. Why, preacher, he is a captive. He wasn't praying God deliver him out of his captivityness. No, sir. But he is praying to God because he knows he is the only one that could deliver him. Brother Wright, from where is that? I might be put in prison, but if I am, I want to be in charge of it. Preacher, you've lost your mind. Brother knows Joseph, they put him in charge. Did they not? Yes, sir. They sure did. You know what about Joseph? Joseph knowed how to follow instructions. Yes, he did. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, brethren, they knowed how to be true to God even if they was taken captive. Think about it. Think about it. You go back, you say, preacher, we don't live like that in the Old Testament. We sure don't, but I'm going to tell you something. How you handle things, my friend, has a lot to do with how the Lord blesses you. You might not like that. You might not like that. Preachers don't preach that. I'll tell you what, they ought to. Thank the good Lord. They ought to. Absolutely. God ain't our enemy. He's not our enemy tonight. Brethren, He's not against us. But everything that we can do and put off to follow the Lord, brethren, it'll be for your benefit. Can I tell you something else? It'll also benefit others. It'll also benefit others. Sometimes they might not be much that we can leave behind. But I'll tell you one thing, you can leave a clear trail behind. Can't you? I hadn't deer hunted in a long time, but I'll tell you, I know the signs. I can get in the woods, I know the signs. I know where they've been. Huh? Evidence. I was in a tree stand one day and I turned that away. And I heard something behind me, and they was deer over here, by the way, but I couldn't see them. They was behind an old bush row, hedge row. All I could see were their feet. That old limb popped and I turned all the way around. And there he was. He never slowed down. Do you know what he done? I done knowed where I was hunting. I already knowed where the trails was. Brother, he just kept coming. And he got to that trail and he went, boom, right that away. I said, well, I know where he's headed. I know where he's headed. You know what? I'll just tell you, he didn't make it. He didn't make, I would not have known that had I not figured out where the trails was. Huh? Had I not figured out where there's been and where there's going and why there's going there. Think about it. Think about it. Brother, these folks that's led us to glory, and we're paying no attention. Hey, some of them done dead, passed, and gone on, and you may think very little of them, but I can tell you one thing. They've left enough evidence. And they've left enough, my friend, of the trail to know which way to go. Yes, they have. Yes, they have. You can't tell me. You can't tell me. Brethren, that people, a lot of church people, I'm just going to preach it. A lot of church people, my friend, ain't following what they was raised with. No, sir. They're not. They've forsaken it. And they followed themselves just like they have in the Old Testament. You want to know why I preach out of the Old Testament so much? That's why. We ain't graduated. Preacher, you just get on a sour note on Wednesday nights. I can't help it. I can't help it. I'm honest. I just can't help it. Ain't a whole lot I can do about it. Leroy. Now. It's not everything. It's not everything, brethren, about us. But it's everything about Him. Is it not? Him of which we're fixing to celebrate His birth. It's about Him. And I can tell you one thing. You follow Him, and there's a good enough trail to follow. They most certainly not. There's enough evidences. Are they not? I hope you got something out of the message. I do. There's there's a lot of things that you can't see. Do you know that? There's just a lot of things you can't see. The Scripture even teaches us, my friend, that it's a lot of those unseen things that are treasures. They're treasures. They are literally treasures. May God bless you. That's the message.